USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Flash flood watches are up for many parts of the East. A slow-moving storm will bring tons of rain and gusty winds to the Northeast and New England. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says severe winds pounded the mid-Atlantic on Friday.
Most of the severe weather reports were wind reports stretching from Florida up into Pennsylvania, but there have been some tornado reports in there also. As of yesterday, there were 17 tornadoes reported. A majority of them occurred across North Carolina, Southern Virginia, a few across Maryland, a few also across parts of southeastern Georgia.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena for the full, unredacted Mueller report. Leaders of congressional Democrats, however, are pushing back against the more liberal members of the House who are demanding the impeachment of the president. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Littleton, Colorado is remembering the Columbine High School shooting victims who died 20 years ago. The hope among Columbine victims' families and shooting survivors is for a peaceful weekend of remembrance. Public events include a silent vigil at the Memorial Monument in the park next to the high school. Current students, born years after the 1999 attack, are doing community service in memory of the 12 students and one teacher killed in what back then was the nation's deadliest school shooting. Two people have been arrested in Northern Ireland in connection with the shooting death of journalist Laura McKee. The BBC's Louise Cullen.
The leaders of six of the parties here actually attended a vigil in the Cregan yesterday in Londonderry, where Lira was shot. And those are the leaders of the DUP, the Ulster Unionist Party, Sinn Féin, the SDLP, the Alliance Party and the Green Party, standing as one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Prosecutors in South Carolina say a quarrel didn't cause a young boy to die. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
No charges will be filed in the death of a South Carolina fifth grader who died last month, not long after an altercation with another student in a classroom that involved slapping. Prosecutor Duffy Stone.
First, Renaya Wright died of natural causes. Second, there was no evidence of trauma on or inside the body of Renaya Wright that would indicate that any fight in any magnitude contributed to her death. And third, as a result of those findings, there will not be criminal charges brought in this matter.
Pathologists say the youngster died of a rare brain condition.
Pope Francis has carried a lit candle up the main aisle of a darkened St. Peter's Basilica in a dramatic Easter vigil ritual. Other church members and clergy also touching candles appeared to be slow-moving points of light in the darkness. This is part of a procession symbolizing Christians' belief that Jesus triumphed over death by resurrection following crucifixion.
E promissionius filius sacra adoptione dilata, ut priore santi non dovit averum futurum.
The Pope will celebrate Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square and give a speech from the Basilica balcony. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.